another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffing alongside with Matt Trenton, and helping out behind the scenes as always, Jenny James, along with Kramer Sansone. And Matt Trenton, we had another busy weekend last weekend with sports. You look at what took place at the Hughes Fieldhouse, the first time that that was used as far as a sporting event, as they had the Mel Churchma Classic, and then had some basketball last week as well. Just a very good week of activities on the Northwest campus.
Yeah, it seems like we get to this time of year, and it kind of feels like things start to die down just a little bit, but really kind of look at it, and with the addition of the Fieldhouse on campus-wise, things are really firing as if it were the first weekend in fall, just the same with a couple of basketball games on Saturday as well as Thursday at home, and as well as that Mel Churchma Classic there at the Hughes Fieldhouse. A great event, 14 teams coming out, Northwest Missouri State able to come out and perform very well in that and on their home field, so fun to see. And the exciting part is, too, is in case folks were busy that weekend, didn't get a chance to come out and check out any of the track and field events, we have another one coming up with the Northwest Open a little later on in 2019 as well, so another chance to come out and see that. But a very impressive venue, a good showing by Northwest Missouri State. Then a couple conference basketball games as well, to where we saw some great crowds come out and see some great basketball.
Oh, no doubt about it. Basketball teams playing some good ball. The men's team with another win. The women, unfortunately, just couldn't quite get it done this past weekend, but we'll be talking about that as well. So a couple conference games. Now we've had a little bit of time off this week with finals week. There's all the athletes trying to go through their finals, and then a couple games next week, and then that'll be it for a little bit till get around toward the close to New Year's.
Yeah, and a good time this week to kind of shift focus on the finals and academics, and maybe get away from basketball for just a little bit to kind of clear your mind before we dive into some ball games coming up again this Sunday with the women taking on McKendree, then the men back home as well on Tuesday against Texas A&M International. And you know, the women have hit a few hurdles, but they continue to grow each and every basketball game, and really nearly pulled out a great come from behind win against Lincoln last Thursday. Then for the men's team, continuing to chug along, you're seeing some really young guards step up and play better each and every game, as well as you know, Joey Wittish there at that small forward position, a few other post players as well stepping up. So it's been a fun non-conference and early start to MIAA play basketball-wise, but now kind of slowing things down as we head to the end of December.
No doubt about it. And again, we've got a full show on hand tonight, as we'll be talking with the head track and field coach Brandon Masters. They'll talk about the Mel Churchma Classic, which is held this past weekend, and then we'll talk with Northwest women's basketball coach Austin Meyer, a player off of his squad. Mia Stillman will be joining us, and Northwest head men's basketball coach Ben McCullum will be here as well, and a player off of his team in Tyler Doherty. So a full show on hand for tonight. Ought to be a lot of fun.
It should be. Looking forward to it.
And a reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll hear from Brandon Masters, the head men's and women's track and field coach for you. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we turn our attention to track and field. And the head coach of the Northwest Track and Field Program, Brandon Masters, is with us. And Brandon, big weekend last weekend. Was you able to open up the Hughes Fieldhouse?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. Obviously, the first time hosting a meet there, had a lot of unknowns. And with the kids, they came in, competed well. Logistics, everything went well, actually better than anticipated. And it's pretty exciting, even though it's about twice as big as we expected it to be.
That makes a lot more work, but also probably a lot more fun when you have bringing that many more competitors to the event.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had almost 600 individual competitors at the meet, end up being around 16 teams, and pretty exciting. A lot of competition, unbelievable marks set, definitely some big fieldhouse records as well.
Well, they all were records this weekend.
That's
were
right.
They?
That's right.
I know I talked to Andy Peterson a little bit earlier today, and he just was really happy with the turnout of people that came just to watch the meet and get a chance to see the fieldhouse last weekend.
Well, it's an exciting new venue here in Maryville, but those that haven't witnessed an indoor track and field meet, it's different. It's a lot tighter, a lot more music, a lot louder. You can see everything. It's an exciting sport.
And it looked like you had some pretty good performances from your team.
Yeah, my team, I think we performed really well. Didn't know what to expect going in, but knowing that we were prepared to compete well, and you know, we had a lot of personal bests, lifetime personal bests, even better than some of their outdoor times, which indoor you're not going to get as good of marks as you would outdoor. But we had almost 20 performances that would be on the top 10 list of Northwest history, but also 10 national marks as well. It's a big day for us.
Yeah, what would you account for the good performances you had out of that? Just having the ability at this point in the year to work out in there and get ready for this meet?
Well, there's only three meets that we really peak up for. One is this meet, MIAA indoor and MIAA outdoor, the other two that we kind of peak up for. And the kids have been training for 14 weeks. It's the end of week 15, and they were ready to go. And, you know, different type of training I bring to the table with my kids, a lot of speed and power. I feel like that really showed in the first meet.
One performer in particular, obviously there's a lot of performers that did well, but you look at Kevin Schultz winning the heptathlon, and just really seems like he was just ready to roll for this weekend.
He really was. I think he was raring to go. He was a senior, though, too, fifth-year senior, so he's been here before. And, you know, practices leading up, he was really ready to pop. And, you know, his high jump and multi both, we had mistakes, but those still having mistakes, he's ranked third and fifth in the country in those events, respectively. So he was ready to go.
As far as other performers, who else stood out for you this past weekend?
Well, you look down the list, and we've had quite a few that, you know, in the top 10 of the national list right now. Kareem certainly had a great race, and anybody was there to watch that. It came down to the wire and broke a school record from 1987, which is a big deal. He's currently sitting number 8th on the national list. And, you know, Mercedes Isaacson Cover, she won the triple and the long jump, both with provisional marks. She's ranked highly in both of those marks nationally as well. So all in all, you know, 10 different performances that were on the national list, and that's not too many teams can start out the year with that kind of success.
No, you're definitely right there. And again, a lot of work that went into getting this first meet up and ready to go. Obviously, any season, that first meet, a lot of it goes into it. And then with the field house opening up, you kind of sit back now and just kind of have a deep breath after the first weekend and just relax just a bit?
Well, sure. I mean, there's a little anxiety going into the meet, knowing that we have to host MIAAs. I wanted to make sure that MIAA meet was, you know, set up to be a perfect meet, one of the best conferences in the country in track and field. And knowing that we've went through a competition now in Hughes, the unknowns are now known. And I feel like we could host the meet, next week if we needed to, and pull it off in proper fashion. Little things here and there to fix as we go forward. But there's a big sigh of relief, certainly. And now the kids are going home for winter break, so now the anxiety builds. Are they going to work out over break?
Yeah. That's another thing where you're not around them for the next couple, 3 weeks or so. What do you do to try to make sure that they can kind of maintain the fitness level that they're at right now?
Well, I think they understand what is needed, what I expect. I've said it many times in many different ways. Guys, the champions are built right now, the next 5 weeks. And, their training set up to be able to be accomplished at home if necessary. Certainly, I highly recommend them coming back to campus as soon as they can to get back into training. But I feel like they understand what I expect. And if they go do the job and work hard, they will at least maintain. Obviously, we don't want to maintain our fitness levels. We want to get better through the next 5 weeks. But even if we maintain, I feel like we're in a really good spot coming off this past meet.
How nice is it to have the field house as opposed to, obviously, you're coming in as a first-year coach here, but other places where you haven't had a field house as well, when you're dealing with the indoor season and trying to get the team at peak performance for their indoor meets, how nice is it to be able to walk over to the field house and have your workouts every day?
Well, having an indoor meet is a luxury I've never experienced. Having spent time in Colorado Springs, and we get a little snow out there too, and coming here Midwest is cold. Indoor track and field is it's over really the very beginning of March. So if you do not have an indoor track and field complex and to train it, you're always you're behind the curve. You can't get your technical events lined up except for the meets that you go to. So having this allows our kids to compete at a higher level, more confidence certainly in their events. I tell people, hey, it's always 65 degrees here in Maryville with the new facility, so we can train year-round consistently.
And how does this facility compare to other indoor facilities that you've taken teams to for meets?
Well, with the results, I'd say it's one of the best. The unbelievable results came out of this. You never know if a track is fast until you run on it. And I got to tell you, we had one of the fastest times in the world by a kid that came in this past weekend running 45.9 or 45.8 in his 400. That's the number one time in the world indoors this year. So unbelievably fast track. So my guess is there are a lot more people who want to come here and experience this facility. I would say it's one of the better facilities in the country now that we've had a meet in there. Only a couple that can rival it.
Now, you talked to at the start about ended up having more teams come to this meet than what we originally were anticipating. What are some of the reasons for that? Just kind of the geography for a lot of these teams where you don't have to travel maybe quite so far to go to a meet, and just curiosity about the new facility as well?
Well, I think curiosity for sure, but this is a 300-meter track. There's only a handful of those in the country, maybe less than 10 total, D1, D2, all told. So certainly geographically, there are a lot of small schools that wanted to come, and I imagine a few bigger schools will want to come now as well. But it's just a great facility. 300 flat is you can get great marks on this type of track.
And I imagine the word will get out to the coaches from teams that didn't come to this meet about wanting to get here at some point.
Oh, it's already out. I'm already getting hit up. Hey, can I come to your meet in January and February? So I don't know if we can host two, or if I want to host too many more teams than we had this past weekend. But maybe the rent's just going up a little bit.
Obviously, it's great from a competition standpoint to be able to bring in teams and compete here, but really when you look at what it did the entire weekend for the community, well, it brought a lot of teams in, saw a lot of the teams eating at the restaurants, staying overnight here. It was just a big boon, just economically for this area.
Well, I think that's what it was supposed to be about, is helping the community. It obviously helps the track and field team and other sports on this campus, but what is it doing for the town, the community? I see people every morning walking in Hughes and taking advantage of that. But filling the hotels and filling the restaurants on, you know, a weekend basis is important. And I think we did that very well this first meet.
Yeah, and if anyone hasn't been inside the Hughes Fieldhouse, when you just come in, especially on that east side, it's kind of breathtaking when you come in and just kind of look from up above and see everything that's going on down there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's bigger than you think it is. You get in there and with the nets raised, and it is a very big building. And it's exciting to watch a track meet. I mean, it looked a little smaller this past weekend with so many kids running around, but it really is an amazing place.
All right. Well, everything off to a good start, it looks like.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for being with us.
Appreciate it.
And that's Brandon Masters, the head track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to basketball. That's all coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com. We're at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylevilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm Matt Tritton, now being joined by the Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, Austin Meyer. Austin, appreciate you coming in. And clearly the reason we brought you in is because we want to get your taste in Christmas movies. What do you put at the top of the list?
Probably Christmas Vacation, I would probably say, is my go-to.
Are you a little bit, are you kind of Clark Griswold-ish?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Now, Die Hard clearly would usually take the cake, but since we know that one's number one, we'll give you Christmas Vacation.
I shouldn't tell you that. I don't even know if I've ever seen Die Hard.
No kid.
Yeah.
You come over to my house sometime.
Okay.
Got on the DVR, watched it every December. It's pretty good. Northwest Missouri State back in action on Sunday, taking on McKendree here at home. But this week, really nothing after wrapping up that last game against Lindenwood at your first couple conference games of December. But what's this week like with finals and giving the girls a day or two off and just kind of that chance to at least get a mental break from basketball briefly to focus on academics?
Yeah, we took Sunday off and then we took yesterday off, so we told them after the game, you know, the number one focus obviously was finals and studying and doing well on those, and then we went fairly short a couple days in there when we had available time and went pretty hard and then had a pretty fairly long one today.
After going through, I mean, essentially the minute basketball practice starts to this point, even maybe a little bit before in workouts, but it's kind of driving home what you're trying to get done, and then it's a short amount of time to do it. Is it nice to get a mental break? Is it a little bit refreshing for the players to kind of be able to take a step back late in December before really hitting that conference schedule hard?
Yeah, I think so. And obviously just kind of a mini break going into these last two games before the break and then as we start conference afterwards.
Going into McKendree and then Quincy coming up the next week as well. What do you work on? What do you tweak? Is there as much focusing on a team like this that's non-conference after wrapping up a couple MIAA games?
Yeah, we'll focus on them just as much. You know, the same thing we do from a scouting preparation standpoint. We're going to watch we've been watching a lot of film on McKendree. They're really good inside. They have a couple post players that put up pretty good numbers and run their motion offense pretty well. So it's the same as we would for a conference game as far as scouting goes. As far as our end, it's just continuing to try to clean up what we're doing on both sides of the ball, play-wise, trying to kind of get our sets down, what we're going to run, and minimize those a little bit. And, you know, obviously the rebounding and loose balls has been an emphasis, will continue to be an emphasis, and hopefully we just improve a little bit every day.
Despite losing those two MIAA games of start against Lincoln and Lindenwood, do you still kind of look at it and say, we're seeing improvement here and here, it's just putting everything together?
Yeah, we still are waiting for that complete game, and hopefully it's coming here soon. We didn't feel like we were really ready to play in the Lindenwood game, and that's on me coming out of the gate. They got after the ball a little quicker than us, but they were late in the second half. You know, we had some of the best defensive possessions we've had all season, pressuring the ball, being in gaps, flying around. So there's definitely highlights within the game. We just got to put it together and be more consistent.
And throughout the second half, the team shot much better too, 5 of 7 for 3-point range as well in that second half. But are you still seeing some of those times where when the ball's not going in the hole, it's kind of reflecting on the other end as well?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I don't think as much early on, but we got to clean up offensively. And we've done some different things this week, running a little bit more motion as well with our ball screen offense. We've done some things where we got Erica playing point a little bit more too, get Jalen coming off more screens, things like that. So just trying to continue to clean up and try to get our defense to the level we want it at, and then hopefully our offense usually, you know, takes a little bit longer, especially with new team and new system. And hopefully our defense just continues to grow and then offense gets there.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball back home this Sunday, taking on McKendree, who is 6-3 overall, 2-0 to start off GLVC play, but coming off a loss to Kentucky State University. And their team, looking at on paper, giving up less than 60 points a game, they play good defense.
Yeah, they do. They're solid. You know, they don't make a lot of mistakes. I think they're 6-3 right now, and they played a pretty good schedule. And just a team that, like I said, wants to go inside. They don't turn it over a ton. Pretty solid, and then they get after you defensively. They get in lanes and get steals, and so we're gonna have to work with pressure and getting open and things like that.
Can you look at last year's tape and kind of look at what they're doing and take a little bit away from that and apply it to this year?
Yeah, we'll watch it. We haven't watched it yet, but we'll watch a little bit of it. You know, it's with them having the same coach and possibly the same system. You know, with some of the teams we played, like Lindenwood, a different coach. Lincoln was a totally different team than they were last year. So there's some games that you probably can't take as much off the year before, but this is definitely one that we'll check out.
Then coming up the Wednesday after that, taking on Quincy University here at home. Looking at Quincy, I don't know if you had the chance to look down the road at all either, but do you kind of know what to expect from that game as well?
Absolutely not. One game at a time right now.
One game at a time. Sticking to the cliche, I like it.
Focus on McKendree, and then we watched some film today just on some of our turnovers and shot selection things. We'll go over some more defensive clips tomorrow as well, and then game plan for McKendree. But we'll get to Quincy probably right after the game on Sunday.
Once you get past that basketball game, is there anything for you team-wise, coach-wise, where you kind of reflect on that first half and say, we're where we want to be here and here, but you kind of still haven't reached other goals that you kind of looked at?
Yeah, we'll go back and evaluate and probably go back through all the games and just kind of see what adjustments we can make, what we like, what we don't like, what we want to keep in, what we want to eliminate, things like that. So I think it'll be good. Obviously, for the girls, it'll be good to take a full week off, go home, be with their families, celebrate Christmas and all that stuff, and we'll take some time off as well, because it's been a grind. We've been on the road pretty much every night the last couple weeks, so it'll be good for staff too to take a little break, but it won't be too long.
And our player guest for this evening for the women's basketball team, Mia Stillman, coming in, a sophomore out of St. Joseph. What do you see at Amia, your first year working with her, and how she's kind of progressed this year?
Yeah, she's getting better every day. You know, she brings a lot of energy to practice. Communication, we're big on the communication, and she's done a great job of that. She's continued to, feel out the offense and learn on kind of what we're doing. And I think she's done a great job. She's only going to get better just with her attitude. She's like I said, the energy person, kind of the chemistry glue person that we have out there on the floor, and brings it in practice.
You could really see it too, just from our vantage point as well, of she's all over the place, but always seems to be in a positive mood, a smile on her face, running around. And I guess the more plays you have like that, the better for the team overall.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's one of those that she's walking down the hallway, she's got a smile on her face, and then those are the kids we like. And we got a whole group of them. They're extremely positive. They're fun to be around. They come into the office and hang out with us and our staff, and they get along really well together.
A few St. Joseph players, a player from Guilford, Kansas City, Leavenworth, all kinds of mixed around throughout the area. But I assume that only benefits the team overall with the alumni base that's all around Maryville, not just within the city limits, and kind of overall of local players. They see them in high school, and that kind of breeds a little more enthusiasm around the area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of talent. There's young talent in St. Joe right now. Obviously, there's talent here in Maryville and around as well. And you know, the two that we've signed, one from Omaha, one from Des Moines as well. We want to keep it fairly local, you know, 3-4 hour radius. And we got two really good ones coming in that we're excited about. That you know, came on campus, had a good visit. Our team treated them well and sold the place. And so we're excited about our future. But obviously, the number one concern right now is the our team right here, right now, and getting or improving every single day.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on McKendree this Sunday. That one, a 1 o'clock tip off. And Austin, before we let you go, Christmas lights are up?
No.
Are they going to be soon?
Probably not.
I assume Kelsey has the tree up and the inside's decorated, though, right?
A little bit, yeah. We're in the process of moving, so I don't know that. I don't know how much. Our daughter's 4 months old tomorrow, so she might not remember it anyway, so we might get a pass on this first Christmas, right?
Yeah, you're fine. Honestly, you don't even need to buy her anything for this first Christmas. She won't know.
There you go.
Austin, thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have Mia Stillman, a sophomore forward from the basketball team, joining us here at Carson Sports Grill.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Tritt now being joined by Northwest Missouri State sophomore forward Mia Stillman. Mia, appreciate you coming in and chatting with us here this evening. Is it nice to kind of sit back and take a deep breath and have a little bit of a break here this week?
Yeah, for sure, especially with these 5 days off. We don't play till Sunday.
Are you done with finals?
Yeah, I am done.
Ace them all?
Yep, I hope so.
Yeah? If you had to go through and rank them, which one was the hardest you took?
Probably my U.S. history since 1877 one.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Well, it's nice to be able to be done with those and kind of get past it now. You get a mental break this week, and after going so hard for basketball for those last 3-4 months, we kind of talked with Coach Meyer about, is it nice, even though you're still really focused, working hard on tests and studying all that, to take a step back from basketball, kind of clear your mind, and then go in fresh this weekend?
Yeah, for sure, especially going to the game on Sunday and getting this nice break off. I mean, like, today in practice, you know, like, we, like, really improved a lot on, like, our sets and defensive stuff, and our scout guys really help out with doing stuff like that, too, so.
You know, and at the same time of going through and you're getting a mental break from basketball, now all of a sudden you get past finals, you kind of get that behind you, no stress about that. You've got two games left. You can kind of just focus all in on basketball. So you flip that switch. Now you're back in. It has to be kind of nice to where, obviously, education is the main thing you're taking away from it. But basketball is probably a little more fun to be in practice with your teammates, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of fun, especially being around the group of girls that we have on this team. Like, every day it's just amazing. It's always laughs and just cherishing every moment that we have with each other because we're all really close.
Talking about that camaraderie and how that's built up, and obviously in your sophomore year, so last year you're with a lot of these girls and building that up, but you know, Jalen you knew from St. Joe. You played with Mallory McAndrews. But the other ones that you didn't know, was it just kind of coming in and just taking off right away?
Yeah, honestly, it really was. It did not take long for any of us sophomores to, like, just become, like, really close and just get to know each other, like, a lot better. We're all, like, really, really supportive of each other, especially with the two transfers and the three freshmen that we had come in this year. Like, we welcomed men right away and just right like family, and we just hang out together all the time, and we never get tired of each other.
Even the moral support here today from Zoe Hayward and Kylie Coleman has to be nice.
Yeah. They're definitely always right there with me, for sure.
And you and Zoe are attached to the hip, right?
Yeah, we are.
Coming off last year, it's which a bit of a difficult season. You guys finished with 5 wins overall, but much stronger down the stretch as you really built that camaraderie and got a feel for the MIAA. Coming off a tough season like that, I mean, is it a surprise at all that you come in and everybody comes in, it's so welcoming, it's family right away, or is that just kind of that mentality that comes with the program?
Honestly, I think, like, since last year, like, Coach Meyer, like, especially, like, just, like, the culture that he came from on the men's side, I think that really helped us out a lot with our program. I think that's just something that we were just really missing from last year, was just, like, the communication and, like, the whole, like, family thing and, like, just staying right on top of one of another and the positivity that he comes in with every day. And I think that's really helped us take the steps where we need to be every game.
Watching basketball games and sitting back there being around the team for each game, you guys are out there playing. Obviously, there's much more intensity defensively, it feels like, out there. On the sideline watching him, though, it feels like he's in the defensive stance most of the game as well. And for as much as you guys are working on the floor, he's working just as hard on the sideline.
Yes. I think that's the best thing about our coaching staff, is that they get into the games way more than we do, which is amazing. But, like, watching their reactions, like, on the sideline, like, Meyer, Houston, Coach Craw, like, they are always in the game, especially, like our whole bench is just in the game, like, regardless. And it's amazing to see.
Well, and a lot of fun with that. And once these MIAA wins really start rolling in, because the team's getting closer and closer each game. But that game against Lincoln, you get down by 16. There's no quit. It's possession by possession. The defense is playing well. But then for each big shot that you guys knock down, yeah, the bench is right there. The same amount of enthusiasm, whether you're on the court or not. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it feels amazing, because it's something that we just didn't have last year. But, like, that was definitely a game that we knew, like, we can do this, and this is exactly where we need to be, and we're going to keep taking those big jumps, and we are, and we're just going to keep getting after it.
This weekend coming in, a non-conference basketball game against McKendree on Sunday. What are you looking for? What do you guys have to do to find a way to come out with a win?
Lately, what we've been really focusing on in practice, and that Coach Meyer tells us every day, is just to box out. I think our defensive rebounding, we're just kind of get better at that. We can't keep letting these teams get more O-boards. And so I think that comes just from all of us, like, working together and just communicating on the floor. Defense is a huge thing for us to win these games. So,
and a lot of those times you're coming out and you're getting the stops necessary. Obviously, the offensive board takes a bad bounce, but, man, getting closer and closer each basketball game to where – you're right there. It's just find a way to pull them out. Mm-hmm. You look at McKendree last year, and that was a game you lose 72-65 on the road, and it was right there within your grasp, just couldn't pull it out. But is there a little bit of, you know what, they're not in a conference, we don't necessarily know these girls, but you kind of still want to come out and get that revenge tour this week with McKendree and Quincy, right?
Yeah, for sure. Those were two huge games that we had last year on the road before we came back to go on break, and it kind of sucked just to, like, leave those two losses back like that. But when we came back from that break, we really tried to bounce back, and I think that going into break and having these two games and trying to get their revenge on them, I think that's going to be awesome. So,
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on McKendree this Sunday. Mia, a sophomore forward out of St. Joseph. You look at yourself and Maria Dentlinger and Kehlani Mayava. Mallory McConkey was kind of that guard forward mix, but throw all of you guys in there, taking steps each week. What's that group like? And also working with Coach Meyer, who is one of the best forwards we ever seen, came from that men's basketball program.
Yeah. We are all very, very supportive of each other, and we all try to tell each other, like, what we can do better as forwards out there on the floor, and what can we help out our guards with more, like, whatever it's setting good screens or trying to get them open, you know, rebounding, really sealing in the post to take pressure off those guards. And Coach Meyer just does, like, a really, really good job at telling us what we can do better on every day. And it doesn't matter what it is. Like, sometimes he lets us do things that guards get to do, and it's new for us, but it really helps us grow as players on the floor. So,
And you mentioned him coming over from program and kind of adopting some of those mentalities. But, you know, they started out and had a bit of a tough first season under Coach Mack, but obviously built that into a powerhouse on that side. You guys kind of feels like you're taking some of those same steps right now.
Yeah, I feel like our team is becoming a powerhouse for sure. Like I said, like there's things that like I've seen in this group of girls that I didn't even think that we were incapable of, but all it took was a lot of positivity, some confidence, and just support like from everybody on our team to really take that big step. So,
all right, Mia, before we let you go, favorite Christmas movie?
Elf, for sure.
Elf, all right. I'll give you that one. All right. Mia, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend against McKendree.
Thank you.
That's Mia Stillman, Northwest Missouri State sophomore forward, joining us here at Carson Sports Grill for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. When we take a break, John Coffey will be talking men's basketball, so keep us tuned here to KXCV.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Tyler Rorty joining us from the Bearcat men's basketball team. And Tyler, finals week this week, how things gone for you?
Pretty well. Finished decent, about what I usually do. It hasn't been too hard. I didn't have a bunch of borderline grades like I usually do, yeah. So I didn't have to work too hard.
You kind of go into a little easier this
That's
time.
Right, yep.
And now you're telling me, too, you had that 3 finals yesterday on your birthday even.
Yeah, a little birthday gift for me. I had to write a 3-page paper, and then I had 2 other finals. So not the ideal birthday, but I got through it.
Yeah, now you can relax the rest of the weekend.
That's right.
Well, let's just talk about going into this season, coming in as a junior now, an upperclassman, and maybe how this has been a little bit different for you this year than the first couple, 3 years at Northwest.
Yeah, well, our team this year is a lot different. We're young, definitely young, not as experienced. I mean, we brought back only a handful of guys that had had a lot of experience in the years before, and that's different. I mean, the last time that really happened for our program was probably Brett and Justin's, redshirt freshman year when all those seniors left. But it's been a fun group. We get after it every day, have fun while we're doing it too. And you can really see where with the other group, we were good right away, honestly. And it was hard to come every day and have the attitude of, like, we need to get better. This year, we all understand where we are and how far we need to go to really make a statement at the end of the year. So every day we get better, and you can really see that progress. So.
One of the things that always strikes me from watching your teams, and even the last several years, but this year as well, is just how much fun you guys seem to have together. Even just going through warm-ups and different the things, it just looks like it's a group that just out there having fun playing the game of basketball.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to not have fun while you're doing it. I mean, it makes the season really long if you don't. So we try to make everything fun, even when I mean, we're here over break. We probably would like to be home, you know, but we have fun together and everything like that. So it just makes it that much easier to for a long season and make every day fun. So.
What are some of the things you guys do off the court that together that you have fun with?
We play a lot of video games. We're going to start, I know my roommates, I live with Joey Withis, Kirk Finley, and Dre Starzl. We just watched the Hunger Games series, and we're going to start the Harry Potter series here next couple days, so I'm looking forward to that. We do it about every Christmas break, but yeah, it's always fun.
Any Christmas movies you guys will be watching yet?
We just watched It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Which... I don't think Dre's ever heard of it. But yeah, it's a good one. That's always a good one. We're big Will Ferrell guys, so Elf. Yeah, we'll get some Christmas movies in there.
Matt Trenton over here always says Die Hard's his favorite Christmas movie. So.
I heard Austin said he's never seen it. I haven't ever seen it either. Yeah.
Well, I don't see that it very carries the Christmas theme that much, but...
that's what I think. I don't know.
I guess just the eyes of the beholder there. But now, you mentioned your brother, Brett. Might tell us a little bit what he's been up to.
Yeah, he's at PT school. He's in his first year of PT school over Nebraska Med Center. He said he's been studying hard. He just finished up his finals. He said he got pretty good grades first semester, so he's happy about that.
And how is it playing basketball at Northwest now without Brett around?
It's different. I mean, I've played with him for, I guess when he went to college, I didn't play with him for those 2 years, but before that, we've played together our whole lives. Yeah, it's different. I don't really think about it that much, but yeah, it's a little different.
Well, you don't have him to kick around in you now.
Yeah, that's right. But, I don't have to guard him every day in practice, yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, but let's talk about your goals for this year and the roles that you have with this team. And
just make winning plays, honestly. Brett was always that guy that maybe didn't show up on the stat sheet, but really did a lot of things to help the team win. With this team, we got so many offensive weapons. I don't need to do anything on offense except take care of the ball and get it moving, honestly. I mean, with Hawk, Trev, all the three-point shooters, you know, Joey, we don't really need to do – we have what we need on offense, so I don't really need to do that. I got a rebound. I know I need to rebound and get after the offensive boards, but – not much more than that, honestly. Just make winning plays.
Boy, that's another thing with this team, too. It seems like you guys are taking pride in going to the boards strong, both on offense and defense.
Yeah, I mean, the lineups we have in there with Hawk and then Welty and Joey, we have big guards on the perimeter. So they're able to play while we have a big in. And with that tall lineup, we can get a lot of offensive rebounds. And Mac always stresses boxing out. Big part of the game, so on defense we always try to box out, and that height definitely it helps a lot. So
it seems like you guys have some matchups that can really give some teams problems, just with the various type of skills that you all have that go together, that there are a lot of teams that have a hard time matching up with you, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, all those tall wings we have are all mismatches. Most teams don't have the length to guard that. And then with Trev, and he's just a walking mismatch. So he's explosive. We got Diego, who's an incredible athlete. Yeah, we got a lot of guys that can make something happen.
Or you talk about Trevor Hudgens coming in as a freshman. Again, you heard all the talk in the offseason. Well, what are you going to do without Justin Pitts? Well, Trevor's got a different type of skill set out there, but he really brings a lot to the floor too.
Yeah,
in that spot.
We all knew that. I mean, I told people last year. Because you did hear the, what are you guys going to do without Justin, you know, and obviously that's to be expected because he was such a great player. But we all saw Trev go against him every day in practice, and sometimes Trev would win the battles in practice. So, yeah, offensively he's really smart, great scorer. And it's crazy, they're a lot different. I mean, they're very different players. Trev's always looking to score, really, which is great. He can score in the paint. JP kind of just ran the offense, honestly. Wasn't always looking to score, which was sometimes a problem because he's so good, you know. But, yeah, we all knew Trev was going to be great coming in. So, and I know Brett said the same thing about because it was the same kind of situation with DeJohn Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And Brett was like, this guy, I mean, we got Justin, who's going to do the same thing he's doing when Coop's gone. So it's kind of funny how that works out.
Yeah, I think the coaches maybe planned a little bit of that, I'm guessing. But
yeah, we probably have a little part in that.
Let's talk about you off the court academically. How are things going there, and what are some things that right now you're doing on the academic side?
Yeah, I mean, it's going well. I'm a finance major and management major, so I really picked up that finance part of it a couple of years ago, or I guess a year ago. But it's personal finance is what I kind of want to do. I've got an internship actually set up this summer in Omaha with a personal financial firm. So I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, I'm getting after grades a little bit, trying to. It's hard. I mean, school's getting old, but I try to hang in there.
Well, it looks like you're going into a field where there's definitely a need as well.
Yeah, that's always good. It's kind of twofold. It's the career path, and then also you help yourself out.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, it's been good having you with us on the show, and good luck the rest of this season, and look forward to watching you out on the court here in the next few days. Again, that's Tyler Daugherty with us from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, and Ben, hope you can hear there. I think splashed you a little bit with the sound coming in.
I'm deaf in both ears now after that one, John. Thank you. No, it scared me. Made me jump. So that takes a lot to scare me, too. But, good work.
No problem. Anytime. Well, coming off another couple of good games over this past weekend with wins over Lincoln and Lindenwood at Bearcat Arena, and nice to open up at home in the MIAA. And with that Lincoln game, started off with the Silent Night promotion. And just from your standpoint, taking part in that, what do you think of that?
You set me up, John?
No.
I think you are. I thought that from a fan's perspective, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, when they yelled after that 10 points, I thought that was pretty neat. I thought it was pretty fun. I thought people were engaged in it, which made it fun for the crowd. From a coach's perspective, and I signed off on it, so it wasn't like it was something that they forced me to do. I just kind of wanted to see what it would be like, and so... No, from a coach's perspective, I think about 30 seconds in, I was about to try to cancel it because it was quiet enough. Yeah. I could have done it on my own. But no, we made it through it and won. And actually, it helped us, I think, beat Lindenwood because we just played pretty poor against Lincoln, and that didn't really have anything to do with it. It was just more we just didn't play very well.
You look at that Lincoln matchup. What were some of the main things that you felt that team really didn't accomplish that you wanted to in that game?
Well, we did. Our objective was to take away the three-pointers, and they shot 27 threes, and so we definitely didn't execute that piece of it. I didn't think we had great energy coming out. I didn't think we were very prepared for conference. I didn't do a very good job of preparing them is really what it comes down to. And you know, when you don't do a good job of preparing your team, then generally they don't play very well. And that's what happened. Fortunately, we were able to still win the game, and we're able to learn from those kind of instances with a win. And we've done that all year where, you know, we haven't quite been ready every single game just with the youth that we have. And so we learn from it and grow and get better, and you saw the result of that against Lindenwood.
Yeah, I thought in the Lindenwood game he had a strong finish to the first half and then came out in the second half and just kind of continued that momentum on in one of those games where he never let Lindenwood back into the ball game once he got things rolling.
We played really well. It wasn't that Lindenwood played bad. I thought that we played phenomenal. I thought defensively we were in our gaps. We put good pressure on the ball. We were able to get deflections. Kind of took them out of rhythm, took them out of their stuff. And then offensively, they had a little trouble with our ball screen stuff. And you know, we play five shooters. I really sometimes don't know how I guard us. You know, a lot of it is just hope that they miss shots. And you know, we got it going and got our rhythm going. In the second half, we were able to pull away. And I think they came out in the second half and went zone the first four or five possessions, and we hit, I think, three or four threes right in a row, and that was it. So then we just hung on, and were able to win.
Yeah, that has to be a fun game to coach where everything seems to be clicking for you out there, all the players coming out doing what you're wanting them to do. I imagine that was just a fun night for you.
Yeah, it makes you look like you can coach, doesn't it? You know, it's like one of those deals that, you know, I mean, it's the way we coach is, I think, drastically different than most, where we try to do a lot of our coaching and practice and teaching so that during the game you're not overcoaching and you're letting your kids play and you're letting your kids make the reads that they need to make, and there's a nice flow and a nice rhythm to your offense, and then defensively you're connected. And I thought in that game that was what we were.
Too, I know I've talked to you about this in the past and also with a number of the players that come on the show, but one thing that really stands out is it looks like you've got a bunch of guys that just enjoy playing the game of basketball, and that's fun to watch.
They do. We try to keep it fun. You know, I've said this before. My first year, I tried to be Coach Tapmeyer, and my second year I tried to be David Moe, and then, you know, I was about to get fired after my second year, and I thought, well, you know, I probably should try to be Ben McCollum at some point. And so the way I do things is a little bit different than what you would say you're supposed to do. I feel like you can work hard and have fun. I've always been able to joke around and enjoy my time and still compete at a high level, still fight at a high level, and still play hard. And so for our guys, I demand that we have fun. When we come into practice, I want our kids to enjoy walking into that gym. And to not act like they're going to the coal mine, like you're a college basketball player. So let's act like it's fun and make sure that it's fun. And so we promote that in our program a lot.
When you go on the recruiting trail, is there a particular type of player you look for that responds well to that type of attitude?
Yeah, the only thing we don't take is moody. That's the one thing I don't do. I don't do moods. And so if you're moody, you're not in our program. That's about it. Outside of that, you know, is a kid competitive? Can he shoot? Can he dribble? Can he do all those different things? Yeah. You know, college kids naturally, they'll have some what I like to call knucklehead moments where they're going to make mistakes off the floor. They're going to make mistakes on the floor, and you deal with some of that. But if a kid is moody, what I found, I just can't correct that. So we like kids that are in good moods consistently.
This week is finals week. You've got some time off before the next matchup on Tuesday. How do you deal with that, and especially with as much time as you've got off between the game Saturday and next Tuesday to try to keep the team sharp?
Yeah, we've always struggled with that. I don't really know that there's a perfect recipe. A lot of it is the kids that you coach and hope that they can engage themselves and then make practice fairly engaging. We've had good practices this week, surprisingly. Usually finals week, there's about two practices where it's just, you know, you're pulling the hair you have left out. And, no, we've had good practices, and kids have been engaged. We've kept it short to the point, and we try to get better at one thing each day, and that's it seems to work for us.
Now, up next, you've got Texas A&M International coming to a town. But before we talk more about the team itself, a familiar face will be on the other sideline there, Joel Taylor, Northwest player who played under Coach Tapp, also was a grad assistant. And you also mentioned that when you came into the program as a player, Joel was still around as a graduate assistant at that point.
Yeah, he was. He coached me for a few years. He's real intense. I'm sure his team will compete at a high level. They'll play hard, and they'll be a tough team for us to play. So I know he's excited to get back to Northwest. He loves his experience here and what it taught him for his future in coaching, and he'll get that thing going here before long.
Yeah, I think he was up for the MIAA tournament last year, saw him there, but I don't know if he's been up to Maryville much since he was a grad assistant here. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him up here much, so yeah, it'll be good for him to get back. I think he just wanted his team to see what we do and you know where he went to school, and I think that's important for him to help coach his team.
Yeah, I think right now, what, 3-8 record, I believe, coming into this, something along those lines. Have you really had a chance to look much at what they'll be bringing on the floor next week at this point?
Not a lot. I mean, I know defensively they'll stretch out and deny a lot of different things, and so they'll play good defensively. They'll compete. I know that just about him. And then offensively, I haven't watched him a ton.
All right, well, we've got time for that coming up, too. Here.
Absolutely. So,
all right, well, it'd be a game ready for Christmas. Any big plans for Christmas coming up?
Yeah, I think we're going back to Iowa for Christmas, and so my wife gets off a little later than I do, so I'll have a few days in there, see if I can get some ice fishing in. Yeah, that's about it. I don't really have a lot of plans for Christmas. How about you?
Well, just working is about it. That
yeah.
sounds like good. Now, did you get any help by getting your Christmas lights up this year?
Christmas lights I didn't do on my house because I'm afraid of heights. We just don't even mess with that anymore. The decorating in my house, I'd like to say that I helped. I didn't do a single thing. In regards to gifts, I helped finance the gifts.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of the shopping. You know, I give my stamp of approval on occasion. So I don't know if you'd call me Scrooge or just, you know, understanding my role. That's what I call it, understanding my role, understanding my strengths and weaknesses. And one of my strengths is just being able to finance something and empowering somebody else to be able to get all the Christmas gifts, do all the decorating, do all the planning, organizing, do every single piece of Christmas.
Well, that seems to work.
I empower people.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, just like your players, you want them to understand their role. So,
I've learned that at a young age. Get really good people around you. So I've got a really good wife and really good kids that take care of that. Get as many good people as you can possibly get and let them do their job. So I'm great at that, John. I'm
right.
Great. I got a great radio guy, too. Look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Makes me sound good on the radio.
All right. Well, Ben, good talking with you here tonight, and we'll talk to you before the game on Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, John.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya, one block east of 1st and Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling, along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap things up. And Matt Trenton, I think we've got kind of a special group right in front of us here tonight. Some anniversaries being celebrated, something like that.
Yeah. Nothing like getting to come out to Carson's, enjoy the KXCV Bearcat Show to celebrate your anniversary. So congratulations to everybody in front of us celebrating that. And Christmas right around the corner as well. So a fun time here in Maryville.
Well, that is right. And we've got... What we got coming up this weekend? We got now Bob Westfall finally realizing we're talking about him. So that's right. I think they're all celebrating anniversaries the way it sounds.
There you go. Was it one big ceremony, Bob? Was it one big ceremony? Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Well, we got some basketball coming up on Sunday and then also Tuesday to talk about real quick here.
Yep. Women hosting McKendree on Sunday afternoon. That one is a 1 o'clock tip-off. And then the men's basketball team also taking on Texas A&M International on Tuesday for a 5 o'clock tip-off. So a couple good non-conference games. The women wrapping up 2018 on Wednesday with Quincy coming to town.
So a lot coming up. And a reminder that Tuesday game, by the way, a lot of the maybe the schedules that were printed, we'll have that as a 2 o'clock start. That's actually a 5 o'clock start. They moved that to 5 o'clock and we'll have the broadcast begin at 4:40. So something to keep in mind there.
Yep, should be a fun afternoon.
All right, that'll do it for our show tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. A reminder that you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe for Matt Trenton and also Jenny James and Beamer Sansom behind the scenes. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.